Chapter 12. Flint. Flint was devised as a spin-off of my could-still-be-a-smash-hit drama, Swallow. Swallow centres on a Norwich police cop who's very much his own man, and although it remains uncommissioned, I'm excited that it now comes with the added sweetener of a fully-formed ITV2 spin-off, which for some reason TV commissioners get rock-hard for. Footnote. At the time of writing, Polly Hill has taken over as head of drama at the much-loved commercial network, and I very much look forward to a constructive dialogue with her and her team, comforted by the knowledge that the high turnover of commissioners means if she doesn't bite, her successor probably will. I see Swallow occupying a prime berth on ITV1, or ITV, as it was once known, and is known again. Flint is pure ITV2. The colour palette will mirror that of Foxy Bingo, which is a key advertiser for the station, while, and this might just be my imagination, the volume will be higher by quite a lot. In terms of story, Flint will occupy the same cinematic universe as Swallow, but with the key differentiator that Flint is no cop. He's a fireman, or firefighter, as firemen like to call themselves. He first appears in a minor role in episode 3 of Swallow, yet to be scripted, wiping soot from the cheek of a crying woman after Swallow has busted a jewellery smelting racket sky high. And that moment of brooding tenderness will leave the audience wanting more. I won't bore you with the details, this book is about my father, not my drama portfolio, but the potted version goes thus. Flint, widowed himself by drunkenly lighting a cigar in bed then falling asleep, unaware that the burning ember would set fire to his wife's side of the bed. He awoke to find her side of the bedroom just smouldering ash. Has his wife burned to death, or has she escaped? The ferocity of the fire he slept through meant there was no way of knowing if her remains were among the charred ruins. Unable to live with himself, Flint leaves his job as a stuntman in order to become a fireman. Footnote. Internet message boards will light up as fans and viewers alike delight in the irony of Flint's being a fireman. Flint is used to start fires. This Flint puts them out, apart from the one that killed his wife. As a late joiner, he has life skills the rest of the brigade lack. He's also not picked up their bad habits or addiction to pornography, so he has a totally different approach to firefighting. This makes him an outsider, but he kind of likes it that way. Believe me, the fire has hit Flint hard. Eaten up by guilt, he is now avowedly anti-smoking, certainly of cigars. He does still drink, but not in bed, and not if there are naked flames around. And, upsettingly, he often makes out his wife's face in the flames of a barbecue or a slice of burnt toast and does a double take. But when he looks again, her face has gone, and it's just a brick of charcoal or some black bread. He'll also see her auburn hair in crowds, but when he chases her and spins her round, she's just another similarly haired woman or man or a red-setter dog. And that is she or isn't she, footnote, cremated, storyline will run in the background of the series. It puts a romantic kibosh on the simmering romance between Flint and his now divorced area commander, a former school friend he hesitates to call an old flame out of respect for the flames that may or may not have enveloped his wife. He works for Norfolk Fire Service, and although he's just a regular firefighter, he takes it upon himself to investigate arson and electrical fires, and track down hoax 999 callers. I imagine that every now and then the two shows would cross paths, revealing that they both exist within the same Swallow universe. For example, Swallow might be discussing whether the crude oil stain they've found is actually just black phlegm caused by smoke inhalation. Well, Swallow might say, let's see what the fire service think. There'd be a fireman in the room with his back to camera. The camera would zoom in on this mystery fireman's back and he'd start speaking. Did someone say? Then he'd turn and finish the sentence. Fire service? At that moment we'd see it was Flint. The audience, not expecting to see him on ITV's flagship channel, would exclaim, Shit, look, it's Flint! Other episodes would see Swallow finish a conversation in the pub, down his IPA, and leave, at which point we'd make out a figure in the background. Shit, look, it's Flint, drinking bourbon, and looking into the fireplace with wet eyes. There's no mention of it in the script, though. It's just one for eagle-eyed fans, a fascinating overlap of different strands of the Swallow universe. Also, because Flint didn't speak in this scene, we'd be able to secure the actor that day for a discounted rate. Although they share many of the same conservative values, Swallow and Flint are too pig-headed to see this, and their superficially different traits mean they're doomed to dislike each other, even though they might share a grudging respect now and then. Different traits, yes, because whereas Swallow is very cerebral and likes higher-brow hobbies, such as puzzle books and word searches, Flint is all about his physicality. He spends hours in the woodland behind his home, hacking at long grass with a bread knife, and on the anniversary of his wife's death/disappearance, he'll go to a safe fight club above a pub in Yarmouth, where they wear headguards and cushioned mittens, and deliver an almighty beatdown to a confused colleague. "Christ, Flint, I thought we were friends." Flint has a self-destructive streak, always hurting those he gets too close to. A note here, Flint keeps himself in shape. You'd never catch him in a gym or a rackets club, but it's clear he leads a pretty physical life when you see him with his top off, which only adds to his mystery. He's in his 50s but has hardly any droop to his body whatsoever, nor is his skin slack. There's a solid tightness to his torso. He has broad shoulders, but his arms are lithe and supple rather than bulky. Keen observers will glimpse the odd ripple in his forearm, but they're arms that suggest muscle rather than boast it. His pectorals, on the other hand, are something to behold and, if you'll forgive me, will dampen knickers across the country. They exude strength and power, and while he doesn't shave his chest, he is only lightly haired rather than beset by matted thick coils of body hair. No way does Flint use sunbeds or tanning lotions, yet he has a warm tone to his skin. It almost shimmers. He also has long, flint-coloured hair, I should have said that earlier, which he only lets down when he plays his drums at home. Yes, Flint is fantastic to look at. Still, it's no skin off my nose if ITV do or don't commission the shows. I get to watch them anyway by imagining the stories and playing them out in my mind. It's ITV's viewers and potentially big-spending advertisers who'll miss out. They can make do with Doc Martin for all I care. And while the Twin Commission would see me garner a hefty production fee, along with a pretty tasty back end, I'm already financially solvent and have made all my monthly mortgage repayments bang on time apart from one. So you see, I'm pretty sanguine about the show's future, with or without a commission. Couldn't give a fat frig, mate.